Jared?
Tim Neufeld.
You are privileged because you have also Colin on the line also.
Oh, right on. Hey. So two members of Tim and the Glory Boys. Man, not going to lie, I feel extra privileged right now.
Extra privileged, extra, yes. can you handle the privilege, Jared?
I can certainly try.
All right. Let's try together. Good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, you too. In the flesh, over the phone. I think it's almost exactly a year since we last spoke.
That's probably true.
I think when we last spoke, your band had just signed on a new management deal with Brad Rempel from High Valley.
Wow, okay. When was it actually? Like a year ago? Yeah, recently. We certainly had. It hasn't been much more than a year.
So, no, how's it going? How's the past year been?
Yes, what a year it was. The weirdest black hole on the calendar ever for any touring artist. But we're alive and kicking and nominated for stuff and have music releasing. Things have been happening, just not, you know, physically going anywhere, which I assume is the same for you in the middle of the country.
I think so. Like, it's scary when you're cooped up and you're not really going anywhere. It's crazy how fast time goes. You know, you take it one day at a time, then one week at a time, one month at a time, and then boom, it's a year later. It is a little bit spooky, isn't it?
Yeah, it is spooky how fast it goes by. And the last time we talked was over a year ago. That's kind of mind blowing too.
So going back to what you said before, nominated for stuff. So I feel like there's a point, you know, where every country singer has to upgrade their hat game. And I saw on Instagram, you got a schwancy new hat just ahead of the CCMAs. I feel like that's not a coincidence.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Colin, you can speak to that. Colin's on the line as well here. He's able to answer that because he's the one in the picture.
Yeah, we got in touch with a guy out in Ontario who is making custom hats, and mine are all pretty greasy and nasty looking. So I figured, you know what? This seems like a special occasion for a new hat, and reached out to him, and man, fantastic team over there. So we got some good looking hats ready to go so we can show them off on the carpet.
Absolutely. You gotta bring your A game to that red carpet. And then nominated for group or duo of the year as well as rising star. So I guess I really don't need to bring up A game because you already have that
apparently.
So that's exciting. Yeah. How does that feel going into the CCMAs with a couple of nods?
I mean, completely unexpected. And I don't mean that in like a that's what artists always say way. I mean, shocked, floored, blown away. It is beyond us in our wildest dreams to have kind of gotten to this point in such a short amount of time with the singles on the radio and like the team at Sony and radio and streaming folks just being so ridiculously gracious to us. It's been the most fun years of either of our careers. We talk about it all the time.
Well, I guess you say, you know, that's kind of what every artist says, because I'm going to assume that no matter who you are and no matter what nomination you get, it's always going to feel super surreal actually like having that come your way, right?
Yeah, especially for a band like us that was in gospel, kind of Christian CCM music for a lot of years. It's a different genre completely with, you know, some ties. They're from the same family, but the genres. But to kind of, you know, get into it and be received, it is surreal is a great way to put it. I think imposter syndrome always shows up in the moments of accolade. And maybe that's humility. Maybe it's false humility. I don't know. But we're floored and beyond grateful and just excited to have, you know, be a part of all the festivities. We're coming ready to party. I hope that's what these events are like.
So you guys are hitting the road with Tennille Towns right away. So 2 weeks from this Saturday, you're going to be in Saskatoon. I got to say, it probably feels crazy. Good to be able to hit the road, especially when your guys' tour got postponed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time, a lot of false starts for us planning and booking. And we do all the booking and promoting in-house with our own team. And it's, you know, it's weird to all of a sudden have something, you know, block us from being able to do what we've done for almost a decade now. So getting back out there, especially with Tennille, wow, like, we are so grateful and honored to be able to hit the road with her. Yeah, we're pumped.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome show. And I mean, Coors Event Center, great venue to be playing in, brand new sound in there. Like, I'm so excited to take this in. This is going to be great. And then I think I can speak on behalf of so many country fans here in Saskatoon, where we don't have to wait until the hometown hoedown next year to catch Tim and the Glory Boys in our city. That's exciting.
Yes. And it's exciting. It's most exciting for the band, I promise you. We're raring to go. It's been a long, long year and a half without a lot of hope. And so a few months ago when talks of this tour started to crystallize, we just crossed our fingers and it looks like it's happening. It's happening. We can't even believe it. So Yeah, and especially Saskatchewan. Some of our favorite shows are all over Saskatchewan. I want to say rural Saskatchewan. The whole place feels rural to us. I think Saskatoon included. So it's just going to be a party, man.
You know what? I think disregarding how successful they were, playing these shows in person is just going to far trump the experience of having those virtual shows last year, right?
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, they're wonderful, but I mean in a backup kind of way.
Right? Like, it's a good thing to have in lieu of, but man, getting back to the real thing, having the crowd in front of you, having people belt back the lyrics,
exactly.
I am so excited for that.
Yeah, and we've never experienced that. I mean, we've got three singles on the radio and we haven't really played any live shows, so this is going to be that much cooler for us and hopefully for everybody there.
Well, it's about darn time, you guys. I'm excited to see you in our city. Moving past this, after we get through the CCMAs, yeah. After you guys are wrapped up with the Tennille Towns tour, what's going to be next for Tim and the Glory Boys, aside from the tour next year?
Yes, yeah, a year in advance. Well, we have new music. We have a Christmas song out we're really proud of called Last Christmas, Wham cover, written by the late, great George Michael. And it's a bit of a departure. It's like a pop rendition that we kind of countrified with some instruments, but we're really proud of it. You can stream it anywhere now, and it's on the heels of the next single after this Christmas song is coming out very shortly as well. It's called Bloodlines, and we're so excited about people hearing it and seeing what it does on the radio and on the streaming sites.
Well, it's all eyes on Tim and the Glory Boys. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, this whole routine is of releasing singles every 6 to 9 months is new for us as well, but it is just a great way to slowly introduce yourself to people, and it feels more and more, the more songs that we release, like we're here to stay, and that feels amazing, and it just... We're just grateful. It's awesome.
Well, Colin, I said that I had seen on Instagram with your fancy new hat. Where is going to be the best places for people to generally follow you guys?
Instagram's number one. TikTok, we like to dabble in a little bit. And, you know, if we have something special to throw up there, we will. But Facebook, Instagram, Tim and the Glory Boys, look it up. That's how you keep in touch. The best.
Yeah, website's timandtheglorieboys.com. Just put our name in Google and it'll all make itself.
Well, you guys are going to, we're looking forward to having you in our city. 2 weeks from this Saturday, Tim and the Glory Boys hitting the road with Tennille Towns. And again, that show at Coors Event Center. Tickets available. All the links over at thebull.ca. Tim and Colin from Tim and the Glory Boys. You guys, thank you so much for chatting today.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.